Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Mezuzah. Chayorim Klal Tesvav, and we're looking at Siman Zayin. So Ein La'el Mezuzah Achas. It only has one doorpost, which means on one side the wall is continuing, and on one side it's coming to a doorpost. One side of the wall continues. Im Mezuzah Mitzad Small. So if the flow of traffic into the room is such that the mezuzah, the side which has the mezuzah, is on the left, then it's potter. If, however, if the flow of traffic, the side which has the wall which continues is on the left, and the side which has the doorpost is on the right, so some say that situation is chayiv, and therefore you should put it up without a bracha. If instead of having the wall running, let's say the two sides running parallel, you can have a situation where one side it's a wall, but the wall is running perpendicular to the flow of traffic. So the end of the wall, even though it doesn't have any mezuzah, there doesn't have anything marking it off as a mezuzah, the fact that it's the end of the wall acts as the mezuzah of the opening. Okay, so in that situation, the Chayyarim seems to hold that that's vada considered a mezuzah, and there's no suffix you can put it up with a bracha. V'miyeshber beiz mezuzahs raksha ein loy mashkaf. If there's two mezuzahs, but there's no lintel on top, but rather it's an archway. Asher kipa k'min keshes aleihem, it arches above. Or I feel like ein lo mezuzahs gam kein rak a kipa holoch misagel mihaoritz. Or it doesn't have a straight doorpost at all. The whole way is part of an arch. So there's no straight side posts. So im yesh begayba yutvachim lepachas. If it has a height of 10 tvachim, it has a width, the opening is 4 tvachim wide, it's going to be chayiv. Now, the chayorim is makel, the case of the first case is that there is mezuzahs, and the only problem is there's no mashkev because it's acting as an arch as opposed to a straight lintel across, so it's lacking in the mashkov. In the second scenario, where it's starting to already curve from below the tenth tefachim, you don't really have tenth tefachim which are at the height of you don't have tenth tefachim which are straight, which would be considered a mezuzah. So the chayyarim passes in that situation, Allah is that it's going to be chayiv. That second case, which he's discussing, really is a machlokes. But Allah is. There's those who argue you should not make a bracha, but the ma'aseh of the hafra of the chayyarim can be relied upon, and a person can put up in the situation with a bracha as well. This is all talking about that there's a door, because we already mentioned that without a door, you're not going to make a bracha on that spot either. You're talking about there is a door which goes into this doorway. So you have these side archways which are considered the equivalent of doorposts, and you have a door, so then you'll be chayav with a bracha. Now, when Ruchavi is psukh legamri, Abish Yesham Amudim Hasim Lechaze Katikra, the Ptura Shere Ein Khan Pesach Klau. If the whole fourth wall is, the room only has three walls, and the fourth wall is totally open. So, in this situation, the Chayalim does not look at the ends of the two side walls as we consider the mezuzah, because really the length of the wall is where the mezuzah is. It's a whole wall, it's not just the mezuzah. So in that situation, you don't have any mezuzahs, you're not chayiv in putting a mezuzah. Even though now he says, what about if you have some type of supports which are there to support the roof, so they could act as your mezuzahs? He says, no, but they're not put there for the purpose of being a mezuzah, they're put there for the purpose of supporting the roof. So in that situation, that would not be considered a mezuzah. An example of this is some people have a, let's say, a carport which has, in the front, there are two posts there, and the purpose of the two posts is not to frame the opening. The purpose of the two posts is to be support to the overhang of the carport. So that's exactly what you're talking about over here, that those would not be considered mezuzahs to be mechayiv in, even misafik, there's no door there. But we said, even if there's no door, you would put up a mezuzah due to the safik that maybe you're chayiv without a door, just a doorway is sufficient. But since over here the supports are not put there to frame a doorway, that does not create a doorway. And the chayiv says, in that situation, you'd be potter, totally potter.